Read more stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of a subscription. All right, Barry Maracle, it is great to have you on the Charisma News podcast. It's always wonderful to be able to talk to one of our podcasters, and you've been with us for a couple years now, 3 years, I think, and over 100 episodes of Wake Up Into Your Dream, which is your book as well as your podcast. You've published a lot of stuff on Charisma Magazine and on our online things as well. But it's great to have you here to talk about what God is doing now and what God is speaking to you. And you've got a word that is just bubbling up inside of you. I want to get to that in a second. But how are things going with your podcast? What is God doing in that?
Well, I am just so grateful to partner with you guys in this. You guys have been great. And love Dr. Green when he interviewed me about, I think, 2 years ago, as we are entering into our third year with you all. And I've been getting so many comments about people receiving hope and purpose and the ability to actually keep going on. I have people that listen to the podcast a couple times a week and just getting a lot out of it and a lot of feedback. But the basis of it is that before there was a was, there was a God who was nowhere in the midst of nothing dreaming about you and what you would do. And you came into this realm with a purpose, for a purpose, on purpose. And I tell people that you are actually came into this realm as overkill. There is more resources on the inside of you waiting to come out of you than you could possibly use in 10 lifetimes. So there's a lot about purpose. There's a lot about tapping into the dream, how to stay in the dream. And I'm becoming a lot of people's dream coaches. I'm a transformational coach, but I'm becoming people's dream coach.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What has been your favorite part of doing a podcast?
I get to record like legacy. Yeah. I'm actually emptying myself. Like Paul the Apostle says, I've run my race. I've finished. I want to finish strong, and I want to leave a legacy of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ through my paradigm, through the way that he's taught me, of course, all based on the word of God, but being able to do that and minister to people. I love people. And I love the thing that jazzes me most is it. Well, actually two things, revelation, knowledge of what God is saying right now, and the ability to unlock somebody's purpose when they just have that aha moment and they begin to get who they are. But it's all based in whose they are. So your identity, like in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, it says, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb, and I sanctified you before you were born. So he actually knew you when you were in his heart before he sent you into this realm on purpose, with a purpose, to fulfill a purpose. So I get jazzed and lit up when people begin to get who they're called to be.
That is exciting. Yes, we have a purpose, and we're called with a purpose. That is something that everybody needs to really wake up about and to really grab a hold of the vision that God has for our lives and the purpose that he has. And one of the purposes that God has for your life, Barry, is that God is speaking his prophetic word through you. And you have a word that is burning in your heart that I don't want to waste any time right now talking about anything else. I want to get right into what God has been speaking to you, because this is a powerful word. What was going on when God spoke this to you, and how are you releasing this?
Can I give you a little back story?
Yes, please.
On this? I'm going to be in Israel this Saturday. I'm flying in. Well, actually the 25th. I don't know when people will be listening to this, but on September 25th, the morning of the beginning of Rosh Hashanah at dusk. And so I was there in 2007, and God began to unlock and unveil a prophetic journey that started in 2007, actually before that, but a major part of it started in 2007. So 2007, it was the day that we were to go to the Western Wall or to the Wailing Wall. And when we got there, we went to go in, and we were stopped by the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF. And I said, oh man, come on, this is my day to go to the wall. This is our day to go and put our prayers in the wall and pray the Lord Jesus and get some answers, and our faith is stirred, and we're to stop right there. So then I said, okay, guys, we need to go back down and around. There's another place that we can get in. We went down to the base. We can walk in right by the wall, and the IDF stopped us again. I said, come on, this is our time to really, you know, spend at the wall today. And so we go back up to where we were stopped originally, and I saw limousine after limousine after limousine going to the wall. And the last limousine that went in, the window was down, and I looked inside it, and there was the bride was going to the wall. And I'm like, my prophetic senses were tingling at this moment. And I walk about three steps, and John, I see on this pillar, I see a key. And I grab the key, I walk another three steps, and I find a ticket that says 555. And I'm just saying, this is no coincidence. God is showing us something here. And what he began to reveal to me is that we had a three window of grace and opportunity to get ready for what he is about to do. So we had a three window, five is the number of grace. Hey, in the Hebrew alphabet, hey is the fifth letter. So hey, also when you release hey, you're releasing the breath of God and the enabling power of God into your situation. So it was three fives. The bride was going to the wall, and there was a key. God was giving us a key that we are about to unlock something. Okay. So three, I fast forward it 3 years later, I'm about to go on a journey that I would fly 40 times in 6 months, approximately.
Wow.
With a team of leaders across Canada. I'm from Canada, Ganada. Ganada is a Mohawk word that means the village. And that's this hairdo right here. It's for real. I grew up on a Mohawk territory. I am Mohawk. My grandfather was full-blooded Mohawk, and his first language was actually Mohawk.
So. Wow.
Anyway, so we're on this journey called the Journey of Forgiveness. And I won't get into that. You can go on my website and check out a lot of those different things, barrymiracle.ca, www.barrymiracle.ca. But when this all began to go down, and we're going across this journey across Canada, and I was in the air 40 times, we started the journey off at this man's house. And he was an Egyptian. And there was an Iranian pastor and a Sudanese pastor and a bunch of other leaders across Canada were converging on this place. And I was standing there with a friend of mine who was on the journey as well. And we looked at the clock, and the clock was at 3:57. And it was one of the top, John, it was one of the top 5 minutes, five moments in my life where the manifestation of the presence of God is so great. And we were standing there as we looked at the clock. It was 3:57, and the minute hand went click, click, click to four. And the Lord began to show me the key of what was happening is that he was transitioning the world out of the man's timings and into the timetable of God. And here we are, John, we are, and listeners, here we are 12 years later, and we are about to be shifted into another season. The greatest shift, John, that we've ever seen in the history of man is about to happen to planet Earth. We are about to shift into the age of the heavenly and the glory realms of God, and there's a major shift of power and authority that's about to happen.
Okay, so how is it that God is speaking to you about this shift of power and glory that is coming? Because if you look at the world around us right now, we're in the midst of a recession. We've got wars and rumors of wars. You're talking about something that sounds very hopeful, which we need hope right now. But the world right now, I mean, you've got Russia and Ukraine at war. You've got China threatening Taiwan. We've got the FBI going after Trump and doing all these different things. It seems like the world's in complete chaos, but you're telling me that there's hope. Let's dive more into this. What is God saying? Help us understand this. Let's unpack this. Don't just give me the words. Give me the revelation, brother.
Well, last year I prophesied that the Lord shared with me that the queen was going to die. I mean, she's 96. I mean, she died when she's 96. She's like 95 at this time. And I mean, oh yeah, you're a great prophet. You're prophesying about a 95-year-old lady passing away. No, but you know, there's a lot of, not all the 95-year-old people passed away. All the 96-year-old people didn't pass away. Mm-hmm. But God told me, when you see the queen pass away, you're about to see a shift of power and authority in the world. Hmm. And I'll tell you, all these 2.5 years especially have made a demand on heaven.
Yes.
God says in his word, where there is an abundance of sin, where there's much darkness, there's greater grace. Isaiah 60 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Though there be darkness on the earth and deep darkness on the people, my glory will be seen upon you. Though there be darkness on the people, deep darkness on the people, my glory will be seen on you. Where there's darkness, you're about to see a greater grace of God coming to this planet. There is a demand being made, and we've been being prepared. He wanted to come several years ago, but it's out of his mercy. This COVID-19 wasn't just the devil shutting things down. It was not just the devil bringing a virus. God was using this. And I'll tell you, the enemy thought that he won when he was crucifying the Christ. The bulls of Bashan were nipping, snarling and rejoicing when Jesus was being nailed to that cross. And they thought they had the victory. We're at another point right now where everybody thinks that they've won. They said, aha, the ancient heights have become ours. But I got news for you. Daniel chapter 7, verse 21 and 22 says this. He says, I saw the horn, the enemy, warring against the saints and prevailing against them. And then the Bible says in Daniel chapter 7, verse 22, until, this is an until moment. And that word says, until the Ancient of Days came and a judgment of favor was made on behalf of the saints of the Most High God, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. There is the glory of God coming, weightier than we've ever seen, 100 and 1,000 times greater than any other move.
Wow. Like, how is God saying to you that this is going to happen? What are some of those signs that we can be looking for? I mean, you just said about the queen passing, that was going to be a trigger point or a sign that you can look forward to. What are some other things that we as believers need to be looking forward to?
Well, there's going to be an increase of signs, wonders, miracles. We were in a prayer meeting several months ago, and in the midst of it, the Lord began to share that what we've been sensing over the last even moves, we've been standing at the door getting a presence of his glory. We've been getting a trickle. What is about to happen is we're moving from a presence. The presence is a presence of and all the other moves. We are standing on the shoulders of all the great saints and ministers and apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers. We are standing on their shoulders, and we're standing on the shoulders of all these other moves. But God said, I'm moving in this next season in my essence. Now, essence is a concentrated form of God. It's like concentrated orange juice. You got to add water to it because it's so thick and weighty. You got to add something. You got to add something to bring it, to make it expand. But God says, I don't want you to add anything. I'm coming in my weighty glory. So we are about to see things. And this move of the Spirit, the Lord was sharing with me, is like a wheel within a wheel. And it's like Jacob's ladder, ascending and descending, ascending and then descending. So when we're going to be going up, many people get ready for encounters like you've never seen before. You're about to be brought up into the glory realm, and you're about to be mashak, which is rubbed in and smeared on with the anointing of that realm. And like Jesus did, would come back down. And then the other wheel is the releasing of the power of God. So, you know, one of the keys is that glory encounters and angelic realm encounters. People are going to see angels on a regular basis with their naked eyes. when it's like when Moses was on the side of the mountain and he saw the bush on fire, but it wasn't being consumed. The Bible says that he had to turn aside. If he didn't turn aside, you, ladies and gentlemen, when you see the signs, the wonders, the miracles of God, when you're sensing the encounters of the essence of God, turn into them, turn aside into them, because that's when God's going to speak to you and give you abilities and give you wise and witty and ingenious ideas and tell you where to throw your net in this season where you can catch a harvest when nobody else is catching anything. We're like living, John, we're going to live the ones, the ecclesias, the ones that have been preparing themselves over the last 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. We're going to be living in a place called Goshen, where the world is being cursed, but we are living in the prosperity and the protection and the keeping power of God.
Yeah, I love that whole concept of during the plagues of Egypt, the land of Goshen was not touched. And it's a place where, you know, even though there's plagues all around it, God protected his people. And he's faithful to do that even in today. Amen.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I know a lot of people want to escape what they're going through. Mm. But John chapter 17, the Lord's prayer for us, the Lord's prayer for him, mm-hmm. is that I don't want you to take them out of the world. I want you to keep them in the world, not suppressed underneath the thumb, but keep them as like in the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He will present to you a feasting table in the midst of your enemies. He wants you to grow up bigger. There's a greater level of the anointing that has been made a demand from earth towards heaven, and he is coming, and that without remedy. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not time to escape what you're going through. It's time to dominate.
Amen.
Not time to escape. It's time to dominate. It's time for us. We've been praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done for 2,000 years. And he is coming, like I said, that without remedy. And he will not rescind. It's going to be a habitation. Isaiah chapter 9 says his government and his peace will never stop increasing.
Amen.
We need to really think about what we are preaching to the people. We need to know that God has already won the war. Because he won the war, when I wake up, and ladies and gentlemen, and John, we wake up with an A++ because he won the war. Mm. We wake up already seated in heavenly places because he already won the war. We wake up the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He already won the war. So when we step out into our day, we step out into the battles. We step out into the depression. We step out into the poverty. We step out into the accusation. And it's not to hinder us, deny us, delay us, or define us. It's an invitation to increase our levels of authority and release the power of God. Because every time you're in the presence of evil, the power of God increases upon your life.
Amen.
But you can't be afraid. We Amen. Have not been given a spirit of fear. We've been given a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind.
You know, Barry, as we are getting closer to that day, what do we need to do as believers to prepare ourselves? I know I'm reminded of the parable of the 10 virgins, and 5 were ready and 5 weren't. How do we make sure that we are ready?
You know, the interesting thing is those virgins were all chaste virgins.
Yeah.
There wasn't 5 prostitutes and 5 virgins. They were all believers looking and waiting for the groom to come, right?
Yep.
And so we think that, oh, there's because I'm a believer, everything, I'm going to be able to step into this next move. But you know, at the end of that parable that Jesus shares, all in the red,
mm-hmm.
is Jesus' words.
It's red letters.
He
yep.
says, go from me. When they came back because they didn't have the anointing, the key is you need to do whatever you can do to receive the tangible anointing of his presence. The anointing of his presence gets you ready for the next move. So this is what he said. Johnny, at the end of that parable in Matthew chapter 25, he says, go from me, I don't know you, right? Mm-hmm. To the five foolish that didn't have an anointing, didn't have the anointing oil manifested. And but that word is not genosko, which a lot of people think that would be the Greek word. It's the Greek word eido, which means I can't see you. Mm. So if you're not wearing the put on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, on the inside of you have a Lord robe. Mm. And you can put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 says, it says, stir up the gift that is within you. That gift is Holy Spirit. You stir up, you put on the Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. And then you know what he's looking for? He's looking for himself. Mm. So he said, I can't see you. Why? Because you're not wearing my apparel. You're not wearing my Lord robe.
Wow.
And so what do we need to do? We need to repent. One of the major things we need to do, and this is what we've had for the last 2.5 years, is an opportunity to repent. This COVID-19, I refuse to call it a corona because that means crown. Mm-hmm. It's not, the enemy is trying to crown himself with 19. Wow. But I'll tell you, 19 is the prophetic number of God's perfect judgment against the enemy, just like the cross.
Wow.
Just like the cross. It was the perfect judgment. A judgment was made on behalf of the saints of the Most High God, and the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. And I'll tell you the other thing that we need to do to prepare. And the thing, John, the one-stop shop that will prepare us and also give us a grace to load manage the signs, the wonders, the miracles, the attacks, the accusation, the lies, every all kinds of noise going on, and buying groceries and taking kids to Little League. How do you do all of this? Mm-hmm. I want to say one thing. Behold the Lamb.
Amen.
Behold the Lamb. What we must do in this season is behold the Lamb. If you behold the Lamb, you will not behold the problem. You cannot be bifocal. If you look in the mirror, if you go home tonight, John, you look in the mirror as you're shaving or brushing your teeth or whatever, you can't look in the two eyes at the same time. You have to look in one or the other. If you are focused on the Lamb, the goodness of the Lord. And this is what Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. He said, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Mm. Paul the Apostle, greatest mind, wrote almost 2/3 of the New Testament, studied at the feet of Gamaliel, was a Pharisee of Pharisees, kept all 613 laws, but he counted it all dung compared to the excellency of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am determined. That word is the Greek word krino. And krino actually means this as well, pronounced judgment. Mm. When you focus on the Lord, there is a judgment of favor that comes upon you and flows forth from you. And Isaiah chapter 11 says this, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, might, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. When you focus on the Lord, when you behold the Lamb, you're not beholding your problems. And also you're releasing with your praise and your worship. There's power in your praise, there's victory in your voice, and there's deliverance in your declaration of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I am suggesting to people, you just turn away. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 says this. It says, set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things of the earth. The enemy is trying to capture you and get your attention. And the Lord's saying, look up here, for your deliverance draws nigh.
Amen. Our deliverance is drawing near. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Barry, you said before we got started with this recording that the same word that God has been speaking to you, you've now been hearing God speaking that to other people, and they're delivering that. Can you tell me just a little bit about who God is speaking this through and what that means to you?
Well, whenever... you know, I feel that God is going to be sharing something specific and I'm about to write it down. I don't listen to, you know, sorry, Dr. Strange, but I am I don't listen to the Elijah list. I don't listen to the other prophets specifically. Mm-hmm. So after I record it or put it on paper and send it out, then I will look at it, because people are sending me recordings and sending me words from other people, like sure. Neville Johnson, and he's a world famous. He passed away, but a couple months before he passed away, he talked about the age of the kingdom that is coming. Mm. So we are shifting, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend. Whenever you're listening to this, it'd be beyond that. But on this Rosh Hashanah, 5783, which is Pei Gimel, Pei is 80, which is the open mouth of the lion roaring. It's an open mouth. And then Pei is, that's Pei, but Gimel is three, is the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it has a numerical value of three. And it's the Hebrew word Gimel, and it looks like a camel. And I can get back to that in a minute, but Neville Johnson began to speak almost verbatim a lot of the things that I was saying, and I found it out after I recorded. But anyway, there's several different other prophets out there talking about the shift of ages and that we're heading into another age. So it's 12 years after God shifted things out of the timetable of man and shifted it into the timetable of God. We've been on God's schedule. And things are happening sovereignly in a lot of ways. And we think this whole COVID thing has been just the enemy. God has been using it, and he's been getting rid of idols in our lives. And I've been healed at different levels and delivered of insecurities and hurts and wounds and all this kind of things. And I don't have time to get into any of that. But I'm telling you, he's been using this as a judgment against the enemy. Mm. You know, when the children of Israel went across into the promised land, they went across Jordan, right?
Right.
It says in Joshua chapter 3, verse 15, at the time of harvest, the river banks of Jordan overflow. So at harvest time, it always looks like it's more impossible to take your harvest. Mm. This is a clear clue that God is about to show up on the scene, because it's never looked bleaker for so many people. And I want to tell you, God is about to show up with signs and wonders and miracles. This is a really cool thing. Check this out, John. When they stepped in with the presence of God, once again, you need to get ready by calling forth the anointing, the Lord's robe from the inside of you. I'm not pronouncing incorrectly. It's the Lord's robe of the wardrobe of the presence of God that you can put on. You are the ark of his presence. Mm. And you need to put it on. You need to put him on. So when they stepped into the Jordan, the Bible says that the River Jordan rolled back 19 miles to the city of Adam and the city of Zaratan. The city of Adam, Zaratan means the place of piercing. Mm. Okay. So where the last Adam was pierced is where the judgment was made, and it rolled back 19 miles. Is that a coincidence? No. COVID-19 has been a judgment against the enemy, and God is using this to purify his church, because people have been repenting all over the world. I've been on the line with thousands and thousands of people doing Zoom meetings and repentance meetings and just crying out to God that God would have his way and that he would come with power and authority to more than make up for the evil of the day. And so we are at this point. We're at the tipping point, John, and people get ready, for he is coming, and that without remedy.
So we are about to be seeing international, unmistakable miracles, signs and wonders, and just the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I believe that this is going to be like another outpouring of that Joel was prophesying. I believe that he was prophesying in multiples and not just in one experience. You talked about this shift that's coming, and I love how you said that we're shifting from the presence to the essence. And I don't want to just skirt around that a little bit, because that was such a powerful thing that resonated with me. How do we prepare ourselves for the essence of God? Because we've had a lot of people that are getting used to going after God's presence, but how do we take that to the next step and pursue the essence of God?
If you've honestly gone before the Lord, like the prayer that he taught us to pray, he says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass. Have you allowed him to deal with your heart? Is your conduit clear? Do you have bitterness against your brother? Do you have resentment against Biden? Do you have, you know, excuse me, I didn't mean to be disrespectful, President Biden. Do you have resentment against him? Are you praying for your government officials? Or have we made excuses that because they're of a particular party, we will pray for them? Or, so I'm just giving you examples. What have we done to prepare to handle? Because I've been teaching people, and I'm a transformational coach, like I said earlier, I've been teaching business people how to load manage. Hmm. And how do you load manage the revealed mysteries, the essence of God, the affluence, which is a lot of money. I didn't even get into that, where the wealth of the wicked is about to be transferred into the hands of the righteous. And this is all going to create an amazing opportunity of influence. We are about to be presented before kings and presidents and prime ministers of the ecclesia, the church, the ones that are called out to be filled up so that you could rule and reign with Christ Jesus. And God wants to rule and reign. We have to make the kingdoms of this world the kingdoms of our God. So what have we done to clear the conduit so that we can get that greater presence to clothe us so that he will call us in, call us up, because all the signs, the wonders and miracles and healing are going to happen because you had an encounter with the essence of God, the concentrated super saturation. But are we ready? Ladies and gentlemen, you have a few moments in history to get ready to be propelled. The degree of what you've been getting ready, and God can do it in a moment. First John 1:9 says he's faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Turn to him, weep before him, cry out and say, Father God, cleanse me. Is there any sins of omission, areas because of trauma, hurts, or pain where I'm sinning and I don't even know it? Ask God to cleanse you and show you, because he's coming. And when he comes, the glory, let me put it this way, John, the glory is coming. That's the good news. The bad news is the glory is coming. Because Adam and Eve were not allowed to go back into the presence of God because it would have destroyed him, would have destroyed them. The presence of God at this weight, if we're pretenders and not believers, do not play with this one, because he is coming with the essence, weightiness. So repentance and just worship. 95% of your warfare needs to be worship. If you let God arise, how do you let God arise? He is enthroned on the power of your praise. Where he is, the enemy is not going to be. Where the kinsman redeemer, when you have been redeemed, that means purchased back under threat. So when you manifest Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer, he rises up and he begins to bring a threat against the enemy. That's your warfare. Allow God to arise and his presence to manifest, and then allow the essence of God to really come and change this world.
Wow. You're getting me excited for this shift. I mean, I've already been excited, but you just talking about this, my spirit is rising up, and it's resonating with that because of the things that God has been speaking to me. And it's exciting to hear what God has been speaking to you as well. Barry, I want to ask you to pray for our listeners here, specifically about how to empower them to behold the Lamb.
First of all, we need to understand that the whole earth is already full with the glory of God. And that is found in, let me just find it here, in Habakkuk chapter, no, actually that's, just a sec, John. In Psalms chapter 72, verse 19, and Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, two witnesses there talking about the glory of the Lord that is all in the earth. But now, what I want you to pray, before I pray, I want to suggest something to your audience, to us, is that we pray for the unveiling, the revealing of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord that is filling the earth like the seas cover the earth. And so what is here is the glory is here, but we need what is called an apocalypto. This is the revealing, the pulling back of what was already there. The glory is here, is waiting for us. Now we need to have a knowledge of it. Revelation knowledge changes everything. So Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking that you would capture us, that you would give us a grace, Lord God, to set our affections on the things that are above. Father God, capture our eyes. May we catch you shining on us. May we catch you loving on us this day. Father God, capture our imaginations, Lord God. Help us behold the Lamb today, Lord God. We are determined, Father God. I'm asking for a grace for everyone that listens to this, a grace to be determined to know Jesus Christ. Father God, I'm asking for a grace for these people, for us in this season, to be excellent at what is good, to be innocent at what is evil. And then, Father God, your Bible says that the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath our feet. Father God, I'm asking that we would focus on whatsoever is good, pure and holy, anything excellent or praiseworthy. Father God, this is what we are dwelling upon. This is what we're meditating upon. We're meditating and looking for your goodness in the land of the living. And I thank you, Lord God, that your grace, your enabling power is upon us. And Father God, the last thing I pray today is that you would allow your grace. A grace, Lord God, for your grace. And 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, Father God, and I remind you of this today, that says, and that you, Lord God, are able to make all your grace abound to me, so that in all things, at all times, you abound and you cause me to abound to every good work and charitable donation. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace for this race, and a grace to shift well and to finish strong. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive that, and I hope our listeners receive that as well. Barry, it's been a pleasure to be able to just hear what God has been speaking to you, and just I appreciate your explanation and diving deeper into what it is that God is saying as we're preparing for this shift. And I just want to encourage everybody to check out his podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, Wake Up Into Your Dream. And also you can find out more information about him at barrymaracle.ca. That's Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Maracle, M-A-R-A-C-L-E.ca, not com.ca. He's in Canada, folks. Also, that link will be in the episode description as well. So, Barry, I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Have a great trip to Israel for the feast. I'm jealous that you get a chance to do that. And I can't wait to hear what God has said to you during that time, that you can bring that back to us and to fire us up even more to be prepared, to be having that anointing ready, to be ready for that moment whenever the kingdom really does come on this earth. And God, we look forward to this shift that is coming. Barry, thank you so much for being here on the Charisma News Podcast.
My pleasure. So guys, remember, it's not time to escape. It's time to dominate. It's not time to take off. It's time to take over with the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. This has been John Matarazzo for the Charisma News Podcast. God bless you.